BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Well, Monday's show was a good start to the week. We had some more of your really local news stories, this time from the Isle of Man.
I did like these. I think we're going to need more of these, and I'm sure that they exist all over the UK. It's those kind of almost slightly crap stories that you see from your local town.
Yeah. Let us know. Get in touch on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on there so we can call you back. Also, why is one of my friends gradually stealing my clothes from my house? I've seen it on Instagram with my own eyes. And Zara Larsson meets her biggest fan. Superfan Steve is back. And it was a really awkward one today. I don't know whether she'll come back on again, to be fair.
But do we think Superfan Steve will come back on after this?
He has to.
You reckon?
I love him.
All right. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. All right, Chris.
I'm very good, yeah. I just went to the Angry Cafe for a bit of food. You know the lady, the angry lady that we often talk about? The one who hates us.
Yeah.
And hates serving us.
But I actually quite enjoy going there now. It's kind of a challenge.
I went there, anyway, for a bit of a laugh. I wanted to send you a picture of Angry Lady.
I just got it.
And it's really hard to take pictures of people, isn't it? Because everyone's savvy about it.
But she definitely knows you're taking a slow picture of her.
And you've got to be so careful with the flash, obviously. I mean, luckily that... But I've seen you do that. I've seen you try and take sneaky pictures of people.
Yeah.
And the flash goes off.
Yeah, that's...
And happened. There's no covering it at that point.
No. Oh, well, at least you'll like us even more now, then, when we next go in. Should we go in tomorrow?
But surprisingly good picture, I thought.
Good picture. She looks really angry, as normal, really. Literally just slams your food and drink down.
Isn't it the hardest thing when you've got to try and subtly get a picture of someone? Because you've obviously got to pretend to be on your phone, but you'd never hold your phone up.
You wouldn't hold it that far up.
That high. And then if you try and go sort of wild with it, like on that stretch, it never quite gets it, does it?
She's going to hate us even more.
She is.
Let's go back tomorrow. Guess who I saw on Friday on the official chart? Marina, off of Marina and the Diamonds.
Oh, wow.
She had some bangers circa 2010, didn't she?
Yep.
I've not seen her for years, but she's on this new track, which is my new tune of the week, with Clean Bandit and Luis Fonsi off of Despacito. She loves him.
He's just like a pro. And when he starts performing, it's like a light is shining out of him.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. I was so impressed.
I've never seen the light shining out of Luis Fonsi, have you?
Probably the wrong question to ask her, right? But where has she been? It's actually been ages.
Did an album, I think, 2015... And then, for a while, was like, this isn't for me anymore.
She's really good.
She's really good. And I said to her, it actually feels like a real summer track.
We wrote it before the summer.
Yeah.
But you know what it's like? Artist schedules and stuff.
I know.
We had to put it out in November.
I'm glad she's back. Clean Bandit, Marina, and Luis Fonsi. Oh, the Diamonds are off, by the way.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it's just Marina now, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Love that people are chipping in with their ways of getting a sly picture of something. Like Luke from Gosport, pretend phone call always works. We're just talking, you were trying to get a picture earlier of the angry cafe lady that we know and love.
And I managed it. It's just very hard to do in a sneaky way.
Just to send to me. Volume button captures, doesn't it? So you don't even need to press the screen.
See, I think most people would know that, but I bet you there's people listening now that don't realise you can take the picture with the volume. So it means you can pretend to be on the phone.
Hello.
And then just press the volume on the sly. I'm also enjoying people's pictures that they've managed to take in a sneaky way, like this one of Curran off The Apprentice, who was on a train. James managed to get a sneaky picture of him. Well done, James.
Was that the pretend phone call? Probably.
Looks it.
Scott Mills.
I really need you to brace yourself for Superfan Steve today. We put a pop star through to what we tell them is their biggest fan, but it's actually Chris... next door, and today we did it with Zara Larsson, and I don't really know how she took it. I still don't know. I also may have dared Chris to call her Zara Lardon, and maybe he accepted the challenge.
Zara Lardon was 10 years old.
I was.
Oh, it's so awkward.
Scott Mills.
I saw someone tweet this at the weekend. Why is it whenever anyone has a photo with a boxer, they have to make a fist?
Yeah, it's a good point, Nat. It's just the done thing, isn't it?
You have to, don't you? It's like the law. I'm just thinking, like, what other situations do you have to, like, do a certain thing in the photo?
Well, it depends. I guess with certain famouses, they're famous for certain little catchphrases or movements that they do. For example, Peter Crouch, right? He gets asked all the time to do the robot.
Yeah. In photos.
Yeah, and he was telling me the other day that he can't bear that anymore. Now he doesn't do it. So how awkward is that if you ask someone to do it?
Well, and he just goes, no.
They're like, no, because he wants to keep it special now. So he only wants to wheel it out for special occasions or if he's had a few drinks.
Right, yeah. I was at Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend and got asked to do the crab a lot still.
Yeah,
there.
Of course.
Do the crab.
So if I was having a photo with you, and I would encourage anyone else to do the same, you'd want you to do the crab because it just makes it more...
Yeah.
It's more like that's the real Scott Mills, not just a waxwork.
Yeah, I know, I did it a lot.
With them... then you've got the Mobot, haven't you?
Yeah, Mobot, yeah. Also, when you see the dancers having photos with the audience members, with the public, everyone having a photo with one of the dancers has to do the keep dancing hold.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, leg on shoulder.
No, just every single person. Or, like, what's that sign, like, your hand sign that everyone does when they're at a festival? Like,
yeah.
Rock sign.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There are loads of them, aren't there?
Let us know. 81119. Radio 1. Scott Mills. Yeah, every time you go to Japan, Hattie, get you this. Every single photo in Tokyo, peace sign.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Or Lydia in Essex, when in Bali, always did prayer hands,
yeah.
With the traditional dancers.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tell us what happened with you and one of JLS, please.
Yeah, so 1 year went to a charity football match, met Aston, a couple of the other boys were there as well, went up to him. I think before I even said hello, I said, any chance you could show us your backflip? And yeah, he walked off, he laughed and then just walked off and didn't see him for the rest of the night.
No backflip. Scott Mills. Do you know what I really enjoy? The finger point. This guy.
I do that quite a lot.
On a night out, you do that a lot. This guy. Check this guy. That was Mumford & Sons' Guiding Light on BBC Radio 1. Having a photo with a bodybuilder, got to do the muscle flex, haven't you?
Always. And we should give a shout out to a lovely guy called Joe, who is often outside Radio 1. And he often asks us to do, I don't know if you've had it, Scott. I think you have, he's asked you.
The one
generally,
sign.
When I have a picture with him, he asks me to put one finger up.
Yeah.
Just the one there, cos Radio 1.
Radio 1, yeah.
And
yeah, I've done that too.
I'd like to encourage that more, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, if you are hanging out around Radio 1, we'll be happy to just put a finger up at you, just the one.
Yeah.
Every time you meet Chico?
The watch.
Point at his watch. Scott Mills. Johnny from Glasgow says, yep, boxers having to put their fists up to someone's jaw when taking a photo is always on. Only in some professions, though, you know? He says, you don't see Ronaldo being asked to pretend to kick a ball. I reckon you do, though, with some from footballers, no?
I don't know what that would look like, so no.
I also like it when it's professions. So this person is a hairdresser. If they're doing any local press, which they did do a few times, can you hold the scissors?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Or do the old scissor hands.
Yeah, do scissor hands. Or if you're a radio DJ, and I've done it many a time, photos in here where they go, can you just put your headphones around your neck, please?
Or the odd time that you've, say, opened up a bargain store. In wherever,
right.
And you haven't got the headphones, you can always just pretend to be scratching some decks.
That's
and
right.
Listening to one headphone.
That's right.
Cos DJ.
Or sometimes, can you hold these two CDs?
This is a good one from Claire in York. When you're pregnant, people always point at your belly in photos.
True. There's so many. Scott Mills. Last week on the show, we were talking about your amazing local news stories, things that would never make headlines nationally. But in your area, like front page news, like head of on, like your local paper, like it will be the first story you see online.
I really like as well that they're generally quite, I don't know, big news, but just because it's really local.
Yeah.
It's quite small, really.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
It's Jess Ford from Isle of Man Newspapers.
Hi, Jess. So you work for a paper on the Isle of Man, do you?
Yes, I do.
What's it called?
It's Isle of Man Newspapers, so we publish three newspapers, the Isle of Man Examiner, Manx Independent and The Courier.
Why do you need three?
More the merrier, really. With a lot of news on the island, you wouldn't think that, but it's true.
This is incredible. So you just dominate the news there. What's your favourite?
I'd say Isle of Man Examiner. It's a good, strong newspaper, that one.
I actually have read The Examiner before because I've been in Douglas a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, there's some superstition bridge thing, isn't there?
Yeah, ferry bridge. You've got to say hi to the fairies, otherwise your car breaks down.
Yeah, that's what the lady told me. She made me say hello to the fairies as we were going across the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so imagine me and the guy that I do the...
Hello, furries.
The guy that drives me to my gigs. What, me and him were just saying hello to the fairies.
Yeah.
So, Jess, what I love about your job is you're in charge of all these headlines. Can you just give us a couple more of the Isle of Man headlines? But do them, say them, please, in the voice that you would give them as a headline.
Shall I put some breaking news music
in?
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Breaking Isle of Man news.
Man hid pork down trousers.
There's a man, what's he doing there, just putting a sausage down his trousers, is he?
Do you know what? I actually can't find the story. It's quite a while ago, but I believe so.
And that was a headline?
It was a headline, and it actually caught a lot of interest on social media too, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, so he was a pork thief, a sausage smuggler, if you will.
Yeah, I think that was it, yeah.
Okay, any more headlines for me?
Drunk pirate was found lying on beach.
Drunk pirate?
Yeah, so this is a man who was found on Castletown Beach, and apparently when he was arrested, he said, "Parley, I'm a pirate," and then things kind of escalated from there.
It all goes on there, doesn't it?
It does.
Any more?
Drunk fought invisible man.
Same guy or different?
Different drunk.
I think this is possibly a different drunk.
What, and he's fighting someone that's invisible, right?
Yeah, I think he was just maybe having an argument with himself. But again, that was an old court story, so we'll have to dig into our archives a bit more to find that one.
I love the Isle of Man examiner, Scott.
I need to come back to the Isle of Man soon.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Jamie is 21 from Southampton. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Yes, me and Chris have had some good times in that city, you know.
Well, why would you not? It's a great city.
And one of my favourite times, being born there.
Exactly. I mean, we share that in common.
Yeah, that happened.
What do you mean your favourite times? I mean, you don't remember it, surely.
Don't remember it, but...
Wouldn't that be horrific if you remembered
your
own birth?
Oh, my word, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone does?
No, surely not.
No. And it would be terrible. What a horrifying experience.
But isn't that the wonderful thing about your memory, that, you know, you don't remember those...
Selective memory.
Oh, sorry, Jamie, I just went off on one.
Right. Never even thought of that before.
Okay, night out in Southampton, there's a number of different routes you can take. Which way are you taking?
Oh, I am quite a fan of starting Pop World.
Yes.
Yes.
And then depending on who I'm with, it's either Switch or Oceana.
I knew you were Switch. I just got a vibe that he was Switch, Scott.
Yeah, you sound Switch, actually. Yeah.
Where would you two go?
It depends who's organising the night, me or Scott.
I'm not fussed.
And honestly, that means then it takes two very different directions. But anyway.
Right, so here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Tune.
Okay. They're normally grunt if they like it. City High, What Would You Do? That's my one. Who do you normally pick?
Oh, I usually go for Chris, but okay. It really does depend on the song.
All right, we'll see if you like this one, Jamie.
Ooh.
Good song, right? This is DJ Snake, Middle.
This is a tricky one.
It's quite tricky, actually. What are you in the mood for?
It's honestly, when you're at home and you're listening, you're like, oh, pick that one. But when you're doing it, it's really difficult.
Yeah, it's really tricky, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think Chris's is more recent, has therefore been played more. So on that basis, I think I'm going to go Scott. Boys and girls want to hear a true story.
Saturday night was at this real wild party. One. Unexpected fluids.
This is Riyadh and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I'm terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere. And usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo, though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds. Or
wherever you found this podcast.
Why are you looking at pictures of Ed Sheeran?
You what?
Why are you looking at pictures of Ed Sheeran?
No, I was enjoying that song. I thought it was a great choice and banging.
But also looking at pictures of Ed Sheeran, why?
I'm just obsessed, right, that every day Ed Sheeran puts up a different picture on Instagram of a full stadium.
Yeah.
And just how it compares to, say, the gigs that me and you go and do.
Well, there is no comparison, Chris.
Also, the second part of that is just thinking, how much money is he getting? So I start to try and count the crowd and think, right, if they're paying 30 quid on average...
And then on the calculator on your phone...
And then it's big numbers,
actually,
isn't it?
I have done that before.
But then you take away the cost, don't you? I mean, you've got the venue hire, you've got the lights, you've got the sound and all the crew and stuff like that. But then he's a one-man show.
Yeah. You really have thought about this, haven't you? Or during City High and What Would You Do, which was today's winning banger, and I think deserved.
Scott Mills.
I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a while. And I'm concerned that one of my friends is slowly removing all my clothes from my house, item by item.
How do you mean?
You know who this guy is. And it was a bit colder a couple of weeks ago. He was staying at my house, so I lent him a jacket. I'm saying 2 weeks ago. Now, every single photo I see, he is wearing that jacket. I'm never going to see that again.
I did this for ages. My mate Chinese Dave, I robbed so much off him.
Yeah.
Not really intentional robbing. It was more just borrowing, but never gave back. Delayed giving back.
I'm noticing on his Insta now various trainers that are mine. Tees, like a lot of T-shirts. There was a scarf that popped up yesterday. I'm like, that's definitely from my drawer.
I think the thing is, if you borrow a bit of clothing off a mate, that's all good. But then if you wear it again on another day,
yeah,
that's crossing the line.
That jacket is like his new favourite. It's definitely mine.
Scott Mills.
Before we connect Zara to Steve, slightly awkward superfan played by Chris, I do a quick interview just to set it up. Hello, Zara Larson.
Hi.
What an enjoyable live lounge.
It was. Yeah, I had really fun. I was very relaxed. Usually I'm super nervous before, especially when they count down. It's like 10, 9.
Well, because they have that big intro, which is quite stressful.
I know, and I think it went well.
Yeah.
I just expected it to not go well.
Why so relaxed today?
Because I was just like, whatever happens, happens. I was just very... I want to say insecure, but unsecure. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure of how I wanted to do it. Like, I haven't practiced it enough.
Right.
Not even Ruin My Life, like my song.
Yeah.
Where I feel like, for example, Lush Life, I've done it a million times. I know exactly where and when to do what.
Yeah.
But these new songs, I'm just like... So I just kind of improvise the ad-libs and the runs.
And then you have to do a cover as well.
Yeah.
Why did you decide on Khalid?
I mean, I love the song, love Khalid, love Normani as well. Mm. I just feel like we could do that really cool, strip it back a bit. And obviously I have my backing vocals to really do some nice harmonies on it. I love harmonies. Bring the vibes.
You've been hanging out with Ariana Grande the other night?
Yeah, she's so cute. I just want to put her in my pocket and just take her up when I feel sad. And she'll like make me happy.
Yeah.
She's a really sweet girl. And,
is she a good friend?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
But
goals.
Not a good friend. We have a lot of really good common friends, though.
Yeah. I like her.
But congratulations to her on first number one on Billboard.
I know. Amazing.
Crazy, yeah.
Now, Zara, we asked people to get in touch if they are big fans of yours.
Oh.
And we had a huge response.
Oh, great.
But I think we have found your ultimate super fan. We've been bashing the phones a bit. And like, we've kind of weeded out the people that don't know enough.
Okay,
and I think
we
found, like, the ultimate fan.
Great.
So we're going to do superstar versus super fan. And it's questions about you, so you should know them, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. Okay, interview done, and Steve is standing by on the phone.
Scott Mills.
Jason Derulo, David Guetta, Nicki Minaj, Willie Wilkin. Willie William.
Never forget Willie Wilkin.
Goodbye.
Sorry, Willie William.
French Montana coming up. And now the awkward bit where Zara meets Chris, but we tell her that it's a super fan called Steve. Zara Larson is with us at Radio 1 after an impeccable live lounge. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, let's play Superstar versus Superfan. So we've asked the entire UK, like, who is Zara's biggest fan? And it's a quiz all about you.
Okay, interesting.
Please meet Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. My friend, Steve.
Hello, Zara.
How you doing?
You okay, Steve?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, right, perfect. Cool.
So you know a lot about Zara, do you?
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
cool.
All right, we'll see.
All right, so I've got a series of questions here, Steve. What we're going to do is, basically, if you know the answer, just shout out your name. So, Zara, you will say?
Yes, my name, Zara.
And Steve?
Steve.
Pardon?
Yes. Steve.
That's it?
Boom.
Okay, all right, so when you know the answer, just shout out your name, all right?
Okay.
Steve.
That's it. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do it now, Steve, all right?
Very aggressive delay.
Okay.
I think it might be.
Okay, cool. All right, here's the quiz. What was the name of the Tiny Temper single that Zara Larson featured on?
Zara.
Steve.
Zara first.
Girls Like.
Is the correct answer. Sorry, Steve. Bit slow there. Okay, next question. What year did Zara Larson win Sweden's Got Talent?
Steve.
Go on, Steve. You go.
2008.
Boom. Right, okay. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
How old was Zara?
Zara Larson was 10 years old.
I was. You're right.
How much did she win?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
500,000.
Yes, that's correct.
500,000 what?
Steve.
Go on.
Krona.
Yes.
Swedish krona.
Woo!
Yes. Who was Zara's first celebrity
crush? Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Why is he faster than that?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, you know it.
Right. How tall is Zara?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve.
Yes.
5'6".
Ah, I'm shorter. I'm a tiny girl. I'm 5'4".
No.
No? Okay.
What do you mean no?
Zara Larson, 167 centimetres, 5'6".
No, I'm 63. At 163 centimetres, I'm 5'4".
Steve?
Steve. No, the answer's 5'6", Scott.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. Okay.
What's Zara's full first name?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Zara Maria.
There you go.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's Zara's boyfriend called?
Zara. Brian Hoff Whittaker.
Steve.
Sorry, okay. Zara got there first, Steve.
Yeah.
What colour eyes does he have?
Oh, Zara. They're green.
Sorry, Steve.
It's okay.
What was the name in Zara's first email address?
Zara. It was Addie.
Steve.
You go. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, I'm going. It is Adidas_zebra.
When did Zara first meet her idol, Beyonce?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
At the Ericsson Globe Arena.
Yeah, but when?
Yes.
Oh, Steve.
Yes?
29th of May.
What year?
Do you know the year?
Steve.
Steve.
Yes. What year?
2013.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And one more. What colour is the outfit that Zara is wearing today?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Pink.
Boom, you got it.
It's correct. Steve, you are the ultimate fan.
That was really good. Good job, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
You know everything.
Steve?
Steve?
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Did great. Thank you so much talking to us.
Thank you, Zara.
Wow.
Great.
He was Steve.
He was Steve.
Slight confession.
Yeah.
That guy works on this show.
Where is he?
He's just out there.
No, he's not.
We did this. We've done this with Charlie XCX
yeah.
and with Anne-Marie.
That's funny.
And that's why he's not here.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. But it was real. You handled it well.
But the...
Steve.
But I don't know. Sometimes it's like... I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it was, like, a real person. That's the thing. No, like, I wouldn't.
No, no, no.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that, you handled it so well because that was one of the most awkward conversations ever. But thanks, Zara.
Thank you. That was
awesome.
Great.
And thank you once again for the live lounge. Scott Mills. Superfan Steve gets more and more awkward, doesn't he?
People seem to love him, though.
Mm. Zara Larden was 10 years old.
I was.
Oh, pop stars love being called the wrong name. Cara in a car in Birmingham says, that is absolute jokes. You couldn't be more awkward.
I agree. Oh, no. It was horribly awkward.
I mean, you're doing it on purpose, obviously.
Stove.
Superstar versus superfan has to stay. It's the best. Oh, yeah, we got some more left, yeah. Scott Mills. Diana is winning at Monday. Hiya.
Hello.
Right, where are you going tonight?
Take me out.
You're not a contestant, are you?
No.
No, so you're not one of the 15 to choose from?
No.
Whoever it is.
Oh, goodness, no.
So you're just going to watch?
Yep.
I reckon that's a fun show to watch, you know?
Yeah.
And it's in... what most people don't know, it's in Maidstone, isn't it?
Yep.
Are you from there or near there?
No, we've travelled from Banbury.
Oh, wow. All that way to go and see Paddy McGuinness and people turning lights off.
Yep.
Are you excited?
We are so excited.
Are you Paddy McGuinness fans?
Well, you wouldn't go see Take Me Out if you weren't.
Yeah, true. It's true. I do wonder that sometimes when you get shows like that, what it'd be like if someone else presented it. It wouldn't be the same, I don't think.
No, it wouldn't. He is that show, really, isn't he? All right, Diana, have an amazing evening. Be warned, TV shows, when they're recording them, go on for hours.
Oh.
And you're not allowed to go for a wee.
No.
That's rubbish.
Go first. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Do you know who I would love to get Superfan Steve, you, to call?
Who?
As a major fan. David Guetta.
Oh, that would be a great one.
And also, I think he's around soon.
I reckon Steve would know a very small amount of French.
Yes.
Bonjour.
No one tell David, please. Thank you. That was Zayn and Pillow Talk. You're right. Look, there is the team at the Lyric Theatre in Hammersmith in London. Lucy and the whole team listening in the costume workroom at the beginning of Tech Week for their panto Dick Whittington.
That would be an amazing room as well because it will just be masks, colours, sort of half-made props.
I enjoyed that I had to guess what Whittington was because obviously
it stars it out.
The
here,
dick there
it?
Has been it's been starred out because it.
Unless that's what they've texted in,
right?
Because I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's political correctness or something. It's no longer the full. I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm speculating.
Hi, Lucy, and all of the team at the Panto Dick Whittington. Scott Mills. We are back tomorrow on Radio 1 at 1 p.m. If you enjoyed this podcast, give us a little review, rate us, and tell your friends.